My thought is, and I thought about this all week, since the first of the week, when he laid this on my heart, is how to title this sermon. And I always try to give him one. I do. Lord gives me a thought, and I try to relate that thought. I want to stay with my subject. And I try to get that a lot of times before I even start digging in my scriptures, because I think it's good for us to stay with the subject. I don't want to be no more scattered than I have to be. But I even thought about letting Josh give this the title, because I couldn't get settled. But my thought is, what are you sowing? And I think it's important, very, very important what we sow. But I also think it's very, very important how we sow it. And so we're going to read from Proverbs. Everybody knows these scriptures. They're quoted a whole lot, but and they're read a whole lot. It's some hard language there, but it's the truth of God. In the 16th verse, it says, "These six things doeth the Lord hate; yea, seven are abomination to him." And the seventh, we're going to read six, and then the seventh is the one that's abomination. It says, and the seven are abomination to him: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deceiveth wicked imaginations, feet that are swift to run into mischief, a false witness speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. That's the one is an abomination to him, and in this being the seventh. And we begin to think about sowing discord among the brethren. I don't mind. We'll go on over here, and we'll read our text, and then we'll come back. I want to come back. Now, I don't want to spend too much time in the text, but the text is going to come from Galatians chapter 6. And verse 7 says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, he shall also reap. For he that soweth he in his flesh shall reap of the flesh, and reap corruption. But he that soweth from the Spirit shall reap the Spirit, reap life everlasting." So it says, whatever you sow, that's what you're going to reap. If you go out and sow turnip greens, you're going to reap turnip greens. If you go out and sow fescue, you're going to reap fescue. If you sow clover, you're going to reap clover. If you sow corn, you're going to reap corn. Whatever you sow, that is what you're going to reap. And so if you sow discord among the brethren, you're going to reap discord. That's the facts of the story. Discord means strife. The first place you'll find the word strife in the Bible is in Genesis, and you'll find it to do with Abraham and Lot. You'll find that their cattlemen begin to have strife among them because there wasn't enough land and water for their cattle. So they begin to strive and get into fuss among themselves. And Abraham told Lot, he said, "Don't let there be no strife between us, because we are brethren." And that's why this is so important. That's why this was so big, that he said, "He that soweth discord among the brethren." In the 14th verse of that same chapter of Proverbs, you'll find it talks about one sowing discord. But when it got down to discord among the brethren, then it become abomination. And why is that? Because if you sow that is the very thing you're going to reap. And when our churches a few years ago started attacking each other and began to try to destroy each other and start sowing discord, now today we're reaping more of what we have sowed. And you can best rest assured, God will be not mocked. You're going to reap what you sow. It's going to come home to you. So, and when you go out and you think you can go out and destroy your brethren and go out and try to destroy one of the Lord's churches, you can rest assured when you sow those seeds, it's going to come home to you. When you try to start destroying the Lord's cause, you can rest assured it's going to come home to you. When you, the Bible says why the men in the 13th chapter of Matthew explains the word of God as seed, and he that sows it. It said, while men slept, the enemy come in, and he sowed among them thorns. He sowed among them upon the wheat. Tares among the wheat. Yes, that's it. He come in and sowed it among them. Listen to me, honey, what you sow is what you're going to reap. And so listen, there's men that's come in among us and begin to sow tares among the wheat. And I want you to realize today we've slept through this, and it's killing us today, and it's coming home to us today. Somehow or another, we have got to love to stop attacking the brethren and stop trying to cause so much discord among the brethren. Love one another. That's the key to us all. What did he say over in the Psalms? How we are to sow. We're to sow a certain way. We're to sow. He told them over there. And we read this in revival time all the time. For a reason. He said, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth weeping beareth precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing the sheaves with him. I want you to know there's a certain way we're to sow. We're to be humble. And people, I want you to know what I preached on last Sunday. I want you to know it wouldn't have surprised me if we'd come here today and it wouldn't have been nobody here. Because that affects every one of us. But you pray you'll do it in a humble way where God and the people can see you're trying to be humble in it. I ain't saying you gotta weep every time you preach. I ain't saying you gotta have tears every time you preach. But you should consider yourself in everything you preach. Every time you go talk to your brother or sister, you should consider yourself. Because you may be put in that same spot. And I want you to know God will not be mocked. You will reap what you sow. If you sow discord, you can rest assured it's coming home to you. I thought about one of the prime examples of a man sowing discord among the brethren. All I think of, the one that's kept coming back to me, is the old Dr. Fees. He sowed discord among the brethren. He tried to rule over the church. We've got people today that tries their best to rule over God's heritage. And I want you to realize that's not my job as your pastor to rule over his heritage. It ain't Larne's job as a deacon. It ain't Josh's. Brother Bill, as good and long as he's been here, it's not his job to rule over God's heritage. And I want you to know, when you start attacking your brother and begin to throw him out of the church just because you disagree with him, I want you to know you're going to reap what you sow. It's going to come home to you. If you sow good fruit, it'll come home to you. That's why we sow a certain way. We sow the right fruit. We sow the right seed. It ain't up to us. Don't go out and try to fix all the problems and try to tear a brethren down.
We're to sow in love. We're sowing humility. We're to sow in peace and grace. That's the way our Savior sowed.
We sow any other way, you're going to reap what you sowed. I've told this story many a times, and I'm ashamed of it today. Bus done it plumb out of mischief. Paul Butcher and Becky started a little a beauty shop out there on 52. Paul went in there and had all the ground fixed up and sold it all and fescue, had it all pretty. Me and I won't mention him, I won't tell on him. But we come in there right after he got done, and you know what we done? We sold turnip greens in it. And here it all come up, and he had turnip greens all in his pretty yard he'd fixed. I want you to know you're going to reap what you sow. I mean, there's been people that sowed good seed for years. I mean, had everything fixed up, and then somebody come in and sow, the enemy come in and sow something there that don't belong there. And I want you to know that's what's happened to us. I believe a lot of people's had good intentions through the years. How they've tried to fix things instead of letting God take care of them. They come in and begin to sow things, try to take care of it. And through time, we need to break fellowship with this one. We need to break fellowship with that. We need to quit having to do anything with this one. That's what we sold. And guess what's come home to me? It's come home to me. It's coming home to you. And we're going to reap what we've sowed. We're to sow with tears. If we want to start having harvests again, lost people getting saved, we're going to have to start changing our attitudes. Instead of trying to tear each other down all the time. Now listen, here come a point there with Lot and Abram. Abram said, hey, let us just separate. Let us just divide. Let's go our separate ways. I'd rather do that. It's fine. Honey, I had to. If two can't walk together, how can they meet and agree? Or how can they walk together except they're agreed? I'd rather go separate ways. It's arguing fuss, and my grandkids and great-grandkids not be saved because we can't get along. Because all we sow is discord and strife. If that's all we're going to sow, then I'd just soon to go on our separate ways and feed our cattle somewhere else. But make sure you go to the right place. Don't go turn towards Sodom and Gomorrah. I thought about so many places that it talks about this and how we're to sow. But the one come to me, and boy, I want to tell you, it's hard to do. It's hard to do how we handle ourselves. When people come after you, when people attack you, and I want you to know there's one or two ways you can do that. You can do it the way the Lord said to do it, or you can and do it the way you think it ought to be done. And boy, I have a hard time with that. When people come after me, or they come after Hilltop Church, I want you to know that there's a way we're to handle everything, and it's always out of love. It's always considering ourselves. I've seen some of you go through some awful things. I've seen you. People attack you. Treat you like a dog. But I want you to know something. Once again, I ain't saying this mean. And I ain't saying, but they're going to reap what they sow. When you sow discord, you're going to reap discord. That's why we got the problems we do today. That's why we got it. We started sowing discord, and now we're gathering a bunch of discord. That's what we're reaping. Instead of reaping lost souls being saved, instead of reaping what we're supposed to be reaping, now we're reaping more and more discord. And then until we stop going out and sowing discord, we're not going to stop reaping discord. You're going to gather what you sow. And that's just the way it is. I've never went out and gathered maters out of squash. Just ain't done it. You got an apple tree, you're going to get apples off of it. And I know you can cross and divide all that stuff, but I'm talking about what you sow. This is the scriptures that's on my heart. And I want you to listen to them. And I pray that I'll listen to them. And I pray that we'll pay attention to them. And I pray that we don't only pay attention to them, I pray we'll apply them. I don't know if I've ever preached on these scriptures, but I want us to look at them just for a little while here today. I want us to get it right. I want to get it right. I want Hilltop Church to get it right. I want our kids to be saved. I want this church to be around 100 years from now or until the Lord comes back. I want it to be around 1,000 years from now until the Lord comes back. I don't want us to be sowing things that we shouldn't sow. I want us to sow in a way God would have us to sow. I want us to sow the truth. I don't want us to sow of our flesh. I don't want us to sow of nothing but the Spirit of God. That's what I want to go over here and I'm going to read this one more time over in Galatians, and then I'm going to come back and read this. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth in the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And that is our problem today. We're not sowing things where lost people will get saved. You will gather when you show humility and when you will gather the things that you sow. James chapter 3, y'all stay with me just a little bit longer, and I promise I won't be much longer. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? That's a question. Let him show out of the good conversation of his work with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not. Lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. Pay attention. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and of good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. The fruit of the righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. You get what I'm saying? Sowing your feelings, sowing your anger, sowing the things of the flesh are not from above. Showing your feelings, showing how you're going to fix somebody or you're going to tear somebody down, showing how you're bigger, smarter, no more, that will fix nothing. You will reap what you sow. But if you're sowing mercy, you're sowing love, you're sowing pureness, you're sowing the truth, you're sowing humility, then you can go out and reap. I want you to sow. Your lost children to get saved, your neighbors to get saved. Until we wise up and figure out what we're sowing ain't working, we're going to watch our children.
children, our great-grandchildren, our neighbors go to hell. God, all we want to sow is strife, and that ain't from above. Can we not get that? Blessed are the peacemakers, because they will be called the children of God. Sow in peace. Sow the right seed. We're killing ourselves. These other denominations ain't killing us. They're sitting back watching us. They're sitting back watching us kill ourselves. Our churches are dying all around us while we sow more strife, while we sow more discord. And none of it's from above. What are you sowing? Where do your thoughts lie? When you have an opportunity to speak to somebody, how do you go about it? We go out on these committees and we speak to our brethren. 90% of the time it ends up. 90% of the time. Every once in a while, the last committee we went on ended great. I mean, one of the best things I've ever, but 90% of the time you can tell somebody's mad. We're going to reap that what we've sown. And I tell you right now, we're reaping what we have sown. But we don't have to keep reaping that. The good news is we can start sowing the good seed again. It said, he said, I want to read you about old Diotrephes. He said, I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds which he doeth, prating against us. What's prating? Sowing discord. It's sowing strife. That's what it is. Against us with malice words, that's the seeds that this man was sowing. Get a hold of this. And not content wherewith, neither doeth he himself receive the brethren, or forbiddeth them that would and casteth them out of the church. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but what follow that which is good. He that doeth good is not of God. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil is not seen God. Diotrephes, and it goes on, Demetrius have a good report of all men, of the truth that saith, and yea, and we also bear record, and you know that our record is true. Why can't we be a Demetrius in a world full of Diotrepheses? Wouldn't it be good to have a good report? I wasn't planning on reading this, but I am going to read it. Another parable he put forth, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. That's exactly what's happened to us. We got relaxed in Zion. We went to sleep. The enemy come in and sowed tares. And now we're reaping what we've sown. I love all the Lord's churches. I love my brethren. I love the truth of God.
And if you ever see me sowing nothing but strife and division, discord, please set me down, pull my credentials, and tell me to stay at home. Because that's not what I'm about. And I don't believe you are. But believe it or not, there's brethren out there. They'd rather sow discord than to sow love. They'd rather sow discord and strife than peace. They'd rather sow discord than strife and division than grace. How can people see us? How can we be called the children of God if we sow these type of things? If none of it's from above, but it's earthly, it's of our own opinions, it's of our own pride. And that's what it is. We're full of pride. And it's killing us. Pride coming forward, destruction, the Holy Spirit before the fall. We're going to die if we don't fix these things. Lord, humble us. Whatever it takes. And that's a hard prayer to pray. But whatever it takes, Lord, humble us. I can't stand the thoughts of my grandbabies going to hell. I can't stand the thoughts of my neighbors going to hell. Lord, humble us. Let us see what we have sold. Let us see what we're reaping. Let us see it's not working. Let us let you take care of the problems in us to serve you. Let us preach the truth. Let us sow with tears. Let us weep. Let us be humble. Let us see that we're the problem and you're the answer. Let us open our eyes, Father. Let us see. Not be blinded, not keep falling in the ditch. Let us realize we're going to reap what we sow. Let us not have strife among us, because we are brothers. There should never be strife among the brethren. He commands his blessings upon unity when the brethren come together. That's where life is. That's where children get born again. When we have unity, when you have division, strife, all you have is confusion. And that's what we live in the end day. In the Lord's churches of a day of confusion, a day of strife, and a day of division. We are reaping what we have sown. That's two rough ones, two Sundays in a row. I pray next Sunday we'll get to preach on something that'll be a little bit more uplifting. But this is uplifting, because you don't have to sow strife. You don't have to sow discord. Sow good seeds. When you go outside these doors and you have an opportunity to talk to your brethren, show love. Show grace. Consider yourself. Because we're apt to fall. That's my message. Pray for me that I'll do better. That I'll handle myself in the right way.
I want to sow good seed. And I do not want to go anymore into somebody's vineyard that sowed a pretty and had all the ground set out, real good ground, and sowed good seed on it and sowed turnip greens in it anymore. Let us not ever do that again. Go ahead with your song, brother.